AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Going down to defeat in Ohio, a measure to approve both medical and recreational marijuana. Ohio State student Hannah Engler explains why she voted against Issue 3.
I'm all for weed being legal, but not in a monopoly state. I don't think that is the right way to go with it.
The measure included a proposal for 10 marijuana growing sites controlled by celebrity Nick Lachey and other private investors. The former boy band member has tweeted that he doesn't agree with Ohio voters' decision, but he respects the democratic process. Amid the defeat by voters of an ordinance that would have established non-discrimination protections for gay and transgender people in Houston, Mayor Anise Parker rallied supporters of the measure, telling them the fight isn't over. But Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the issues had nothing to do with equal rights.
This shows that the liberal leftist ideas of the Democrats, led by this mayor and led by Hillary Clinton, are going to be rejected, not just by Republicans, but by Democrats who came out against this.
Sound courtesy KPRC-TV. There were only two contests for governor Tuesday in picking Matt Bevin. Kentucky voters elected just the second Republican in four decades to hold that governor's office. In Mississippi, Republican Phil Bryant easily won re-election. U.S. auto safety regulators have fined Japan's Takata Corporation $70 million for concealing evidence for years that its airbags are prone to explode with sometimes deadly consequences. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
Delay, misdirection, and refusal to acknowledge the truth allowed a serious problem to become a massive crisis.
Thousands of tourists are stranded on three Indonesian islands after ash from the Mount Rinjani volcano forced the closure of airports and blanketed villages and farmlands. This is AP Radio News. Sales of new cars and trucks were up for many major automakers in October. As we hear from the AP's Carlotta Bradley.
General Motors U.S. sales rose almost 16% over last October. Fiat Chrysler's nearly 15%. Ford and Toyota reported 13% gains. Nissan 12.5% over a year ago. Honda 8.6%. Volkswagen posted a small gain.
Car companies are raising their expectations for the rest of the year. Well, two decades after Amazon began selling books over the Internet, helping drive a number of bookstores out of business, it's opened its own brick-and-mortar bookstore in Seattle. Got a thumbs up from ninth-grade teacher Robin Nider.
I love it. I buy almost all of my books on Amazon, so I love being able to come and see the books in person. And I think it's a really cool system that they have where it's the same price as online.
Amazon did not explain its strategy in opening the store or say whether it would open more retail locations. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big now.